It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
At long last, the offseason is over, and let's go to spring training, talk some Mariners. I'm Dave Brandon with Greg Johns of Mariners.com. Greg, welcome to the Valley of the Sun. How's the weather?
It's definitely a little warmer than Seattle, got to tell you, and pretty nice, pretty darn nice, Dave. Just rolled in yesterday, and 80 degree temperatures already, and a little cloudy. You know, it's not perfect. There's some clouds here in the sky, but when you're talking 80s, you kind of like a few clouds. So it's gorgeous. It feels like baseball. You know, you walk into the complex here, and you know, people are walking around, just kind of getting a little buzz going as far as getting ready to get out on the field here soon. So it's fun. Yeah, pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow as we speak here, and definitely getting to that time, and the weather is perfect for it.
Well, if anybody can handle a few clouds, it is, you know, anybody from Seattle. So we're comfortable with that. All right, so there is that kind of fun energy and buzz of reporting to spring training. The guys show up, they stuff their crap in the lockers, and you know, you start thinking about all the possibilities. What's the what's the headline story, or the first thing that you want to kind of sink your teeth into when everybody shows up?
You know, for the Mariners, I think it's change. It's just the sheer amount of newness here, and it's pretty incredible what they've done, reshaping the roster, and I think almost unprecedented, and certainly in the Mariners' condition case, I should say. As counting, 28 pitchers set to report to camp, and 16 of those guys have never been here before. So that's a pretty big number. I think the position players, I think it's 30 guys, and I believe 15 of them are brand new. And so you're talking over 50% of the full group here that have never been to this camp, and it's just that literally going to, you know, learn on the fly, learn each other, and learn this new management as well. New manager, new GM. You know, you got a whole lot of change happening. And I think that's going to be the theme throughout camp. I think part of my job is going to be to introduce fans to these new players, and certainly get to know their stories. And so that'll be an underlying theme, I think, throughout camp. And then, you know, the big picture stuff. I mean, you got, you know, how's Felix doing? It's always a question. When, you know, first day, you know, how's Felix feeling? What his outlook? He always looked at the big guys when they walk in, and I think James Paxton is going to be a good story as he comes back from injury, and how he's doing, and those things. There's never a never-ending list of stories you do, and certainly I think as you mentioned, the big theme of this thing is going to be just the newness and the change.
Over under on how many guys you're going to inadvertently reintroduce yourself to over the next 6 weeks.
I was talking to somebody about it. We were saying that, you know, it's always got to be like a football camp where you get guys put the number on the helmet so you know who they are. The danger I have, I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, you know a little bit, or I got to know a few of the new guys at FanFest, and you really, you know, but you want to put names to faces here early, and that's definitely fun. And boy, the one thing you don't want to do, Dave, is go in and walk up to a guy and introduce himself and have it not be who you thought it was. That's for sure.
Right.
In a major league clubhouse, you know, guys have lockers and they tend to be at the same locker. But you know, you definitely don't want to be the guy that walks up and a guy happens to be sitting talking to somebody and sat down in somebody else's locker, and you walk up and assume that you're talking to Don Roach when it's actually, you know, Adrian Sampson or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's 50, 60 guys here, and there are a few, quite a few new ones. So that will be part of the initial fun, not just for the media, but for the players themselves. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, may know some of these guys, you know, from previous teams and things, but there are a lot of introductions going on in that clubhouse as well.
Yeah. Keep your head on a swivel. So what about a position battle or two? Are there some good battles that may be brewing that will be worth keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big roster battle to me, I think, is that fifth starter spot. You know, it's going to kind of boil down, if everybody stays healthy, to James Paxton and Nathan Carnes, and those are two pretty darn good pitchers. And I always throw the caveat out there that if everyone stays healthy, because these things tend to work themselves out over the course of the spring, and you get somebody dinged up, and suddenly you don't have enough pitching. So, but if they walk out here, you know, they got at least six guys with pretty good resumes, and Paxton, when he's healthy, has a very good resume. So, and he is feeling good and throwing the ball well here. So, and they brought in Nathan Carnes, a kid they really like out of Tampa Bay, and those guys are kind of lining up as the two guys for that fifth spot. So that should be a heck of a battle through the spring. And position player wise, you know, they're pretty well set. You know, I mean, they've pretty well laid it out when they brought new guys in, how they fit in. So, you know, you can kind of line up and see where they should fall into place. But I think the position that people are going to watch a lot is that backup first base spot, with kind of the platoon spot for Adam Lind. Lind, very good against right-handed pitchers, but hasn't hit lefties well. And so they want a good right-hander to put in tandem with him. And Jesus Montero will be looking at some pretty interesting competition from two non-roster guys, and Gabby Sanchez and Dae-Ho Lee. I think everybody wants to see the big guy out of Korea, how he handles himself out here. So that'll be a fun one to watch. And then, you know, kind of around the same idea in the outfield, I think, people looking at Boog Powell, if he comes in, how well he might fit in competing for a backup spot there. Again, they look pretty well set out there with the guys they brought in. But there's every camp, Dave. It seems like there's some guys that kind of come out of the woodwork and certainly make a case for themselves. Bullpen, the other spot, I think just the fifth, sixth, seventh spots in that pen really wide open. They just brought in a host of pretty experienced veterans, and they're going to be kind of playing that out. And some guys with some coming in bounce back seasons, and they're going to see how they look. And I think that's going to be a big part of their success this year, is if they can put that group together. So those are things people are going to be keeping an eye on as we play this thing out.
You know, it seems to me last year, Greg, the expectations were really high, and people pretty excited. Hey, maybe this is the team that gets back to the postseason and could really make some noise. They had some great parts put together. They ended up being a disappointment. What is the tenor, the mood like going into this year? I mean, it's a totally remade situation. Is there excitement again just over being new and fresh and different?
Yeah, I mean, there's that excitement. I think, as opposed to last year, there is less of a, hey, everybody's looking at them thing. And oftentimes that's good for a baseball team. I mean, you have that target on your back, and a lot of times things don't play out the way you want in baseball. It seems like laying low oftentimes works pretty well. And I think this team is poised to make a little more noise than people think. The guy we don't talk a lot about, and I probably should have mentioned him up front, is a guy we should be looking at, Robinson Cano. I mean, this is a guy who had a disappointing, certainly first half last year was horrible by his standards, and came back and hit .330 in the second half, and certainly showed what he's expected to do. But he's a proud man, and he's going to want to come out here and show that he's still got a lot left in that tank. And I expect him to have a very good season this year, and he is definitely a story of it, and somebody that could really change the fortunes of this team. If he's hitting like Robinson Cano should from start to finish, and they brought in these other pieces in the lineup to kind of work things around him, and Nelson Cruz, if he comes anywhere near what he was doing last year, this team, their offense should be much better. And that will definitely be a thing to watch as well. But Robinson Cano, I think, a year ago, 2 years ago, he was the guy, the story. And this year, I think he could come in and really be back to being what Robinson Cano should be. And that would be a huge step for the Mariners.
It would be gigantic. That first half last year just kind of sunk that ship, it seemed to me. All right. Well, listen, man, it is right around the corner. Guys showing up. You are already in town. Nice weather. You have time to get out and play a little golf? Or what do you do for fun when you're down there?
I wish there was a lot of time for golf, David. It's, you know, I hate to sound like the old guy that complains. In the old days, ball writers would come out and they, you know, you work for a newspaper and you had to do a story at the end of the day and you kind of gather some stuff and you knocked that thing out and you went out and played golf for a few hours. It wasn't really that easy, but I like to make it sound like it. And nowadays, gosh darn it, Dave, we get up and you know you're tweeting, you're blogging, you're filing video and doing all kinds of things. And it seems like the clock just doesn't quite end as early as it used to. So not a lot of golf on my agenda, I'll be honest. But look, I always love being down here, and certainly they're great days. Spent you know, you watch a lot of ball, you watch a lot of guys you know practicing in the mornings. And once the games start going, the days get a little longer, and then that's great too because you're seeing the games out in the field and working, and it couldn't be you know I can't imagine a better thing to be doing in February and March than watching baseball in the sun in Arizona.
Yeah, well said, well said, and that's a perfect way to end this week. Greg, enjoy it, and here's to a real healthy and interesting Mariners camp this year.
Should be fun, Dave, and I hope. Hope everybody that wants to can get down and see him. It is, and I say this, you know, as a journalist, but it's a great thing to come down and just come out to the ball field. I like to come out in the morning, and people can come out and you get up and close with the players, and you know, you're standing there on a practice field, and guys that you've been watching, you know, play Major League Baseball are standing there next to you and walking through the gates, and it's a pretty cool thing. There is a reason. There's a kind of a romantic thing about spring training, and it's that start of a new year. There's all that optimism, and I hope some fans can get down here and enjoy that as well with us.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, and the Mariners, they're undefeated. They're undefeated so far.
They're looking very good so far. No doubt.
Hey, can't beat it. All right, Greg, we'll do it again soon. There he goes. Greg John, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.